Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading, titled Reclaiming Our Time, was written by Katara Patton. My mother shared with me how she chose not to attend college so she could marry my father in the 1960s, but she always held on to her dream of becoming a home economics teacher. 3 children later, though she never received a college degree, she did become a nutritionist aide for the state of Louisiana's health system. She cooked meals to demonstrate healthier choices, much like a home economics teacher. As she shared her dream with me after recounting the events of her life, she proclaimed that God had indeed heard her prayers and given her the desires of her heart. Life can be like that for us. Our plans point one way, but reality goes another way. But with God, our time and lives can be turned into beautiful displays of His compassion, love, and restoration. God told the people of Judah that He would repay them for their lost or destroyed years, brought about by a locust swarm. He continues to work to help us in the challenges and unfulfilled dreams we face, for we serve a Redeemer God who honors and rewards our sacrifices for Him. Whether we're facing a devastating challenge or a time of unrealized dreams, may we call out to the God who restores and give Him praise. Join me as I read today's scripture reading from Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 27. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains because He is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Now let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your promises of redemption and restoration. Help us to trust in your timing in each area of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.